Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Masech Avodah Zarah. We are up to parak Dalid Mishnah Yud Beis. Hamatar Yenish L'Vekavim Nosav Rishuso. If you're making wine in the kosher wine market for an Ovid Kavim, and you put it in the property of the Ovid Kavim, and again, the case is that Jews also live in the city, so he's not going to want to touch it because he doesn't want to ruin his business. V'alokos Yevlos Kabalti Mimcha Ma'os. But the guy writes a note that says, I got money for payment for the wine, so you can take the wine whenever you want. So mutter, the wine is mutter, because he has no claim to the wine, so he's not going to want to be seen going anywhere near where the wine is, because then it will look suspicious. But if the Jew would want to take the wine out, and he would not be able to go take the wine whenever he wants, because he would have to pay for it. If that were the situation, such a story happened in Beishan, and the Chum asked it, because he has a right to hang on to the wine until he gets paid, so therefore he's not afraid to touch the wine. We have to be choshish that maybe he did just that. Moving on now to Parakeh Mishnah Aleph. Hasocher sapoa lasos imo b'yayin nesach. If you hire a non-Jew hires a Jewish poel to work with the yayin nesach, meaning to bottle it and to transport it, scharo aser, whatever money you get paid for that job is aser. You're not allowed to get any anoah from it. Scharo lasos imo melacha acheres. But if he hires you to do some other work, for him, that having nothing to do with the Yayin Nesach, once you're working for him and you're in the warehouse, he says, oh, can you do me a favor? Can you move that barrel of Yayin Nesach from this place to that? So then, because you're really getting paid for the other job, not for the moving of the Yayin Nesach. You just happen to have been there, so you're helping him out. If a non-Jew rents a donkey that belongs to a Jew to transport Yayin Nesach, so he rents your truck to move the Yayin Nesach, schara aser, that whatever payment you get for that rental fee is going to be aser banah. Schara leishev aleha, afal bishen yachov v'kavim legino aleha, schara mutter. But if he rents it because he likes to drive a truck, and then it happens to be, he brings some Yayin Nesach in his truck, so then in the truck that he rented, then the payment that you get for the truck is going to be mutter. So let's review what we learned today. In the very last Mishnah of Perek Dalid, we learned that if someone is preparing wine for an Ovid Chavim, and the guy says, look, you've already paid me, he writes to him a note, you already paid me, and you can come pick it up whenever you want, so then you assume that it's mutter, the guy's not going to touch it. But if you still owe the guy money, and you're not allowed to take it until he authorizes you to do so, so then the chamaser, because we assume the guy's not going to be afraid to touch it. And then Parakeh Mishnah Aleph, we said that if you hire a worker if a non-Jew hires a Jewish worker to make Yayin Nesach, or to deal with Yayin Nesach, so the wages the Jew gets are aser bahana'a, but if he hires you for something else, and then he asks you to also move a barrel of Yayin Nesach, that's going to be mutter. If you rent your donkey to him so that he can transport Yayin Nesach, the rental payments are going to be aser. But if you rent your donkey to him for other reasons, and then he also happens to transport some Yayin Nesach on it, then the wages you get, the rental payments you're going to get, are going to be mutter. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parakeh Mishnah Beis.